What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yeah, there should be some passion. This doesn't have to be boring.
Hey, one thing the game needs is more people like you.
Still have grown men run around tight pants.
It's Mookie Betts.
This is Daniel Bard.
It's Steve Aoki.
There's Saul Tlamacchia.
This is Brock Holt.
Hey, this is John Lester.
Baseball.
Baseball isn't boring.
Welcome to Baseball Isn't Boring. Here's your host, Rob Radford.
The ravine rises, ready to erupt.
Happy early 4th of July, everybody. Yep, it's that time. Once we get through the 4th of July, it's all about trade deadline, isn't it? It's all about identifying who's going to be in the buyer category, who's going to be in the seller category. And by the way, speaking of categories, we're looking at the American League East. You have a two-way tie all of a sudden. New York Yankees, Toronto Blue Jays. Coincidence that Kevin Gausman does a podcast and his team becomes the first place team along with the New York Yankees? Yeah, probably. But still, we're happy for the Blue Jays. We've had some good interviews with them. We've had good interviews with the Yankees. And by the way, the Rays are half game back as well. So that division's probably the most interesting of all divisions. But I'm bearing the lead when it comes to the beginning of this podcast, because the sound that you heard was Clayton Kershaw getting his 3,000 strikeout, Steven Nelson with a call. Not the home run call of the day, but sometimes we do momentous occasions, and that certainly is one where Clayton Kershaw getting his 3,000 strikeout. Congratulations. Congratulations, Steven Nelson, on an awesome call. All right, well, we sat down with another one of our favorites. Guy who walks around, probably the only other guy of note who has consistently walked around with a Japanese Baseball Isn't Boring t-shirt all last year. That is Mike Napoli. Mike Napoli, last time we talked to him, who was with the Chicago Cubs. He was a first base coach then. Now he is working on Terry Francona's staff with the Cincinnati Reds. And we said it last year, and we're doubling down this year. Mike Napoli is the Baseball Isn't Boring manager to be. Future manager. We are putting our full support, our full weight behind saying Mike Napoli should be a manager. All right? Let's do it. Yes, I know that he wasn't in the tidal wave of interviews for these jobs, but he checks off all the boxes. We like to think that our senses are keen, and I'm telling you what, after this conversation, I feel it more stronger than ever. Mike Napoli should be a major league manager. Again, right now on the Red staff, under Terry Francona, if nothing else, just go into the interview and say, hey, listen, you want to know why I should be manager? Because I've played for Terry Francona. I've coached under Terry Francona. I've been around Terry Francona. It's worked out for a lot of guys. One of them is Kevin Cash, by the way, who's maybe like running away with the manager of the year. But hey, don't take my word for it. Listen, to Mike Napoli on this podcast. And I hope you get a new appreciation for him and a new appreciation also for what life is like for a major league coach who wants to be a manager, and also a new appreciation for a good Dustin Pedroia story, because that's what we finish with. All right. Hope everyone's having a great day. Thank you, producer Evan, for all your hard work. At BB isn't boring. At BB isn't boring. Here's Mike Napoli. All right, there's no human being on the planet I'd rather be talking to. Mike Napoli.
That's a lot.
No, it's not. You know it's not. You know, every single time that we've talked, it's true. Every single time. And we, last time we talked, I had vowed to you that you were going to be our number one make this guy a manager candidate.
Well, what happened?
Well, you disappeared.
Oh, okay.
You chose to disappear. With your Japanese baseball isn't boring, you said, okay, you know what, I don't want to do another podcast to keep the momentum going. I'm just going to do my thing. I'm going to land in Cincinnati and keep the ball rolling. But you know what? That's not stopping me, Mike Knapp. That's not stopping me. I am going to say this, and I mean this from the bottom of my heart. You are going to make a great major league manager.
Why do you think that?
I'm glad you asked. Yeah. I like when people ask me questions on this thing. Because I was thinking about this. Because, you know, I could just say this and be like, oh, well, he's on the podcast and I'm just saying it. I know him. I'm just saying it. No, I actually believe it. Because, number one, you have been under the mentorship of some of the greats. I mean, obviously, Francona now. You did Ross, you did Council, you played for a bunch of guys. I think that's a very important part of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I also go back to people who I have talked to who have said the impact that you have had on them when it comes to coaching. And like, yeah, we can talk about your $1,500 sunglasses, sure. And we can talk about, you know, the fact, you know, that you have almost as many tattoos as I do. By the way, you like my tattoo, don't you?
Yeah, it was nice. It's pretty
you know who
nice.
Did it?
It was well done.
Mr. Cartoon. You ever heard of Mr. Cartoon?
No.
We'll talk about it.
Okay.
He only does celebrities.
Oh.
Yeah, in L.A.
So you're a celebrity.
It's on the Wikipedia page.
Okay.
Yeah. Beyonce, Eminem, Joe Kelly, Rob Bradford. We got it together. Anyway, so that's the basis of why I think it is. And a big part of QNAP is also communication. Like, I think the communication's become more important than ever.
Yeah.
Anyway, so tell me where I'm right, tell me where I'm wrong. And
Yeah, I mean, I don't really like talking about like.
No, you
yeah, should be a
no, no. But you can talk about the importance of the things that I said, right?
Yeah, I mean, it is important. I mean, you definitely got to be able to communicate. You got to be able to bring people together. You got to have a vision of how to play the game and how to win. I think I've been through those experiences. You know, I've seen it. You know, I've been. I don't want to talk about myself or gloat or anything, but I've been to 3 World Series. Mm-hmm. I've been to the playoffs 10, 11 times. So I know what it takes. I lived it. I brought people together. I loved getting into a clubhouse and bringing the boys together to, you know, go out there and play for each other and not play for themselves. So I don't know. I love that part of the game. It was nice to go into clubhouses and learn from many veterans that I came up with. You know, John Lackey, mm-hmm. Torrey Hunter, mm-hmm. played with Vlad, Darren Erstad. Like, when I was really young, I really had the best veterans to learn from, and Adam Kennedy.
Yeah.
You know, so,
yeah.
I mean, I had guys that showed me the right way, and I was always wanting to be that person.
Right away. Like
right
early,
away. Yeah, yeah. I got there and you know, I was like a sucker fish on the shark. You know, I'd follow them around and see how they went about their business on and off the field. And, you know, I just always learned and wanted to be that guy to kind of pass it on. And it just kind of grew into that.
So you obviously, you know, you played with Francona, and he's just one of the guys that we're talking about. But, you know, the game changed. Like, obviously the game was not the same when you played for him or even when we were with him in Cleveland that it is now. So when you get dropped into this situation, what have you learned from this situation?
I mean, I think the game's never going to change.
Yeah. Well, communications, I think, is like top of the list.
Yeah. I mean, well, that's, I mean, Tito is really, really good at that.
Yeah.
You know, he, one, he's so genuine, and he really, what comes out of his mouth is what he really means, and it's the truth. You know, mm-hmm. he's going to give it to you straight up. And mm-hmm. I mean, for me, that's the number one thing that I could take away from him of what I would do if I were to become a manager. You know, just
be that, genuine.
Yeah, be yeah. genuine. And I think I have been throughout my career. And I think that's what helped me bring people together. Mm. 'Cause it was real. I wasn't just doing it just to do it. Mm. Like, I wanted people to come together. I just how I always been. But yeah, I mean, there's something about him, just his presence, the way he talks, bringing people together, getting people to believe in a certain way to play the game.
Mm-hmm.
And people listen. I mean, he's been through so much, you know, in this game.
Yeah, he's going to be in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, he's going to be in the Hall of Fame. He's coming up on 2,000 wins as a manager.
Yeah.
That's insane.
Yeah,
it's 10 people that's ever done that. You know, so his voice carries weight. I mean, people are – I watched when he talked for the first time in front of everybody in Cincinnati. It was just like everyone was so
– even young guys who weren't even
but
barely
even,
born.
Even me, like I've lived it.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And then when I watched him talk to everybody, I was like that, and I was just paying attention to the room.
Yeah.
And seeing, like, how these guys were listening to him, and they were just so, like, locked in, and it's just – he has a funny way about him.
Yeah.
He drops jokes. Poor Millsy. He wears him out on a daily basis, you know, but it's just.
So, by the way, the most underrated acquisition of in the offseason was a reunion of Millsy and Tito. Yeah.
Yeah. But. I mean, it's fun to watch them too, you know, every day. And another thing, I mean, Tito's the same guy every single day.
Mm.
Win, lose, we're playing bad, we're playing good, like. He's always reminded us of stuff, you know, of how to play the game, why we should play the game that way, using other teams as examples, you know. So, I don't know. It's been so nice for me to be here with him, to see him, like, on the other side, on the coaching side.
Yeah.
You know, like, I'm in the office with him, like, during the meetings and talking about stuff. And, obviously, I play cards with him every single day.
You win. Still.
He's been.
What happened to cribbage, by the way?
Yeah, that's what we play cribbage every single day.
Cribbage. Oh, really?
Cribbage every single day. He's got me right now. He's been putting it to me, but
sorry.
It's been going back and forth.
All right, okay. Yeah. So, you know, when we talked last, I was giving you a blue and white T-shirt because you were a member of a different organization, right? And you obviously wanted to be a manager then, but does this sort of being around like all the things that you said, like, I want to be a manager after what you talked about. I think I could make a damn good manager.
Yeah.
But did it make you want to be a manager even more?
Yeah, because after this year, you know, getting into the off season, you know, I kind of had some questions if, you know, I really am going to chase this. I'm a new family man.
Yeah,
you know,
congratulations.
I got married. I got two little boys now. So, it's definitely been something that's been hard on the family, you know, with my kids being so small. But then Tito calling and giving me the opportunity to be with him, like, kind of sat my wife down, you know. And
how'd that go?
It's been up and down. I mean, she supports me 100%, but obviously she wants me to be home with the family. And a lot of people don't understand how hard it is for the wives and the kids, being on their own a lot, having to travel everywhere to come see you, you know. So it's a hard life. It's tough. So, but she supports me in it. She knew that how I felt about Tito. You know, I told her, you know, what he meant to me and the opportunity to be with him to, you know, see if I can really do this and learn from him. So
it's also, like, to go back to it, like, it's also a step toward your ultimate goal. Like, I'm not speaking out of school where they said, you know, the ultimate goal is to be a manager, mm-hmm. I would imagine, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of why I'm doing it. I mean, I've been really fortunate in this game to make enough money to not have to do this. So, yeah, I mean, the ultimate goal is to become a manager. But if things look like they're not going to, you know, go that way, I mean, I probably – you know, step away and be with my family. So that's why I think this opportunity being with Tito, you know, on an everyday basis and being part of his tree is
yeah,
you know, that carries weight.
So. The tree is like a very real thing. I mean, yeah. Obviously, holy crap, the job that Cashy's doing, you know, Tampa, right?
Yeah.
I mean, he's been doing it now for a while, but it started somewhere where the Tito tree, and he was even, the bullpen coach, right?
Yeah.
For a year.
Yeah.
You know, under him.
You got Cotero in Kansas City, too.
Yeah.
Doing really well over there.
Yeah.
You know, so, I mean, it's, we all get to see him and kind of take our own ways of how to go about it, you know, but man, this has been amazing, you know, up to this point, to, you know, how I feel about coming to the field, you know, every day and just being with him and watching him and talking to him. I mean, it's not just baseball, you know, we talk about life and everything else, whatever is going on, whatever's on our mind. So, it's been great.
You know who's next on the Tito tree?
Who we got?
In 7 years.
Huh.
Pedroia.
Pedroia, yeah.
By the way, did you know that, I'm not going to get into specifics, but you know that a team wanted him to be a manager.
Really?
We'll talk about it later.
Oh, wow.
But, you know, he's coaching his kids and he's doing
Yeah. You know, he came to spring training this year and spoke to the guys.
Yeah.
And,
how was that?
Man, it was amazing. I mean, he was all Pedroia. I mean, he gave everything to these dudes and talked. I mean, it seemed like 45 minutes of just talking about the game and times he struggled and, you know, when he first got to the big leagues and how he struggled and how to go about it, and talked about our 2013 team and what it takes. And he just went on, and it was so cool to watch him talk, because he grabs the room too.
You know what? I think one of the common threads with you guys goes back to being genuine. Like, everybody's different, right?
Yeah.
Like, it was amazing where you when you were hanging with Pedroia, you couldn't have been in two different worlds in your life.
No, we were, and that was actually one of the things he was talking about in the club, also about how different we were, but we were so close.
Yeah.
You know, like, so, like, it doesn't matter, like, what kind of background
it's
you got.
It's a great
anything,
analogy.
But that's, but it's just goes to show you, like, when you step into the locker room, that we were so connected, but we were so different.
Yeah. You were genuine.
Yeah.
Like, you were genuine. Like, you were genuine. You had the right motivations.
Yeah.
I could see that. And there was, and even, you know, again, being around David, okay. You know, David's David.
Yeah.
But he's David.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, I think that team had so many different crazy personalities, but it was somehow we were all alike in the way we played the game and wanted to win.
Yeah.
That, like, it meshed so good.
Yeah.
It didn't matter, like, what it was like off the field or with our families or single guys or married guys. It was just when we got together, it was something that, like, we all cared about each other and we all came out here to play together and win.
It's do you think that's valued? This is a cliche question I should have asked a lot. Do you think the clubhouse, that dynamic, is valued as much as it should? I think that some front offices will say they do, but they don't.
No, I don't think it is.
Yeah.
It is valued, really. I mean,
you don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You can go and sign a guy and not know what kind of person he is, you know, in the clubhouse, and it could be terrible for you.
Because
terrible for the team.
It's a good spin rate or whatever.
Yeah, but I mean, like, I'd rather take a guy that has a little less spin rate but is a good teammate and going to help you help you win, like, together.
I mean, we had – there was over with the Red Sox, you know, that was brought up a lot. Honestly, lately, when the Devers stuff was going on, it was like, okay – and this isn't the fault of the guys who are in there. It's just where you're at in different careers. Like, my point is, if that was a 2013 Red Sox, there would be numerous sort of conversations with players. And I'm just using that as an example, but I think that that's impactful. The messages are sometimes so much more impactful coming from the players.
Yeah. So going to that, I think with how young the league is, and there's not a lot of veterans that have been there and been through it so much. Like, you got young guys policing young guys. That's kind of tough. Like, you know, like, you're going to get a guy that has 2-3 years trying to come tell a guy that has 1-2 years that, like, hey, this is not how we're going to do it. Like, it's kind of tough. You know,
they mean well.
So, like,
yeah.
I think you have to kind of get your guys, veteran guys. I mean, a lot of teams that are really good they got some veteran leadership.
You know, the clubhouse I walk into, like the Phillies, I always thought, like, it's just, hey, a bunch of, kind of like you guys, a bunch of, you have to be 30, but a bunch of sort of guys who know who they are, what they are. But what you just said.
But, like, I guarantee you, they get a young guy that comes in there.
Yeah.
They're going to put their arm around him and show him the way they do it, and that's just culture, really. You know, that the culture there is like, hey, we're here to win and do what you're capable of, you know, like, play the game the right way.
So what you said, though, is so true. Just you saying it, like, well-meaning young guys trying to say, hey, I'm going to be a leader because maybe they were a leader in high school or college, but it doesn't.
No, you got to grow into that.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't come into the league and stuck my chest down. I was like,
hey, Torrey Hunter, get over here.
This is my team.
Yeah.
No, I watched them and I learned from them. I watched how they handle certain situations, you know, and I took little things from everybody and tried to, you know, bring it into who I was going to be. And eventually I got there to be that leader because I learned from them guys, you know what I'm saying, coming up. And I wanted to be that guy for the next young guy to teach him to kind of come up and do the same stuff and keep the line moving. I remember Lackey all the time. It was like, you're going to be there one day, you know, and you're going to keep the
Lackey
moving.
with the Angels Lackey.
Yeah. So, him and AK, I mean, they took me under their wing, and, man, like, I learned so much from them of, like, how to do that stuff and give back and take care of the young guys in the right way and push them and get on them when you had to kind of, like, keep the cycle going.
I think that one of the things also that you allow is that you're also able to communicate in your current role, right? Like, it's great. You're sort of in between, or at least that's for perception. I mean, I saw you hit balls the other day.
Yeah.
You can still hit. Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
It's the first time I swung in a long time. My oblique started feeling a little weird, so I had to shut it down.
Oh, really?
I just went right into it, hitting curveballs off the machine.
Oh, really?
I was like, all right.
You hit the wall, though, right?
Did you? Yeah. All right. I couldn't get the ball in the air, man. I know if I hit for, like, a couple days, I'd be able to do it.
But anyway, you feel like you're playing shape. Your t-shirt size doesn't change. Congratulations.
Yeah,
I mean,
thanks.
We immediately, like, people on, when I posted a video of you taking whatever throws at first, people immediately like say, oh man, like he looks good. And he brought up the picture of you walking down Boylston Street. He's like, you're probably heavier back then. Like, no lie. Like, it's like,
yeah,
you may be in the best shape of your life.
I've taken care of myself since I stopped playing. You know, it's a lot less drinking. I'm a family man now. My ways have changed a little bit.
Wow.
I'm trying to stay around as long as I can for my little boy.
Congratulations. By the way, can I ask you this? This is totally off topic, but I was thinking about when that team was put together at 13 and when you had to readjust your deal. Remember that?
Yeah.
What was, like, is there, like, was there, like, a thing? Like, because sometimes, well, my point is that sometimes they make you readjust deals and then the thing never happens, right?
Yeah, so, like, I had some hip stuff going on, like a torn labrum in my hip, and they were just checking in on it, just to, going through the medicals and stuff. And then they found that I had AVN, avascular necrosis, in my hips.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
And it was real early stages, so then that kind of voided the contract. They didn't want to go through that, so then I had to renegotiate it. And I got on some medication, and thankfully it didn't really progress.
But my point is that there was like all I know is that you just kept hitting, so it's like...
Yeah. Well, I mean, I just kept playing. I mean, I trusted the doctors that, you know, like, take this medication. I took some osteoporosis medicine and for like a year, and just kept up on my MRIs, see if how I was doing. But yeah, nothing came of it, and I don't have any.
And the sleep apnea, you did that?
Sleep apnea, went through that.
I mean,
built me a sleep room in there. Remember that?
Yeah. They bought you one.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean,
really?
They built one.
Dude, like, so that.
I mean, I was sleeping game six before freaking the game.
You were?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, we came out and took a couple shots and. Out of there.
Right.
Let's go play.
Really?
Yeah.
Wait, shots, sleep room, play.
Sleep room, shots, play.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Which game was that?
Game six. One clinch that night.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So I didn't know it was a Mike Napoli sleep room.
No, well, I mean, yeah, they pretty much done it up. And I was sleeping, and I did it all year.
So your impact...
I didn't take the shots, so though.
Yeah, no shot. Your impact is everywhere, by the way. Like, people were saying, oh, my goodness, look at... The Dodgers have a bidet with Yamamoto. Like, dude, the Red Sox have a bidet since Daisuke Matsuzaka, right?
Yeah, we did.
The best invention of all time.
It is.
All right, last thing I asked you, I said, a really good Dustin Pedroia story, just because.
Really good Dustin Pedroia story. All right. So, like, say we were going into town, getting close to the hotel, and he would eat a Ambien. And I remember one time he was just out of it.
This is like after off the plane.
We're in the hotel, and here comes Pee Wee knocking on my door, raiding my mini fridge. Has no idea. Had to walk him all the way back to his room, put him in his room. No recollection of it.
I think I've heard a version of this story before.
Yeah,
where he may have woken up with like tomatoes and lettuce as all over.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah. It's all going to be in the book. Mike Napoli, manager of the, you name the team. We're going to keep going, man.
Let's go.
Nice
talking to you.
I appreciate it.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.